Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to look up your account, please?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to look up your account, please?
29407.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
29407.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Sharon Whitaker.
Can you spell your last name?
Whitaker.
Okay, you said Whitta?
Whitaker.
Okay, so you have an account with, what are you calling about? What can I help you with? I'm not seeing an account.
You haven't seen an account, but you charged my card. My card was charged $5.74, and then you charged my card again for $56 and some cent. I don't remember how much cent it is for an online thing that you send out a promotion. You said we could pay the shipping and we would get the mixer, and I did, and you charged my account $2.74 and you charge again $56 something. So I want to know what is happening, and I haven't got anything from you to tell me that it is on its way, or I haven't seen it delivered or get any notification, any email or anything from you guys.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to help you, but first, I need to pull your account up. You said your zip code was 49407, correct?
No, 29407.
Okay, 29407?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, can you verify your address for me?
1515 Ashley River Road, Charleston, South Carolina, apartment I-97, 29407.
One second. Okay, I see you have the KitchenAid blender.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and then when you were enrolled in that, when you purchased that, it enrolled you in our Direct Savings Club membership?
No, I didn't want any Savings Club membership.
Okay, I can get that canceled for you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, I got it canceled, so you will not be charged any further. Give me one
Yes,
second and
ma'am.
I'll get you a cancellation number, okay?
Yes.
One second, almost done. Okay, I've got that canceled for you, and I have a cancellation number for you.
Number.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 260-533-019.
260-533-019.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me ask you, so when will I be getting the promotion, the mixer that I paid at $5 and before it will be shipped to me for?
Hold on one second. Okay, it looks like it was a contest entry to win a KitchenAid blender. You entered the contest to win, but it didn't mean that you actually won.
But it didn't say so. It didn't say it was a contest. The promotion reads that you have overstock, stuff, and persons should pay your shipping, and it was sent, and it will be sent out to you. It wasn't that nobody explained. It wasn't a contest or anything. And then, even if it was a contest, nobody sent an email, a message, or anything to say and you didn't want. So how come I was charged the shipping fee and I didn't win it? So why did I charge the shipping fee?
That was actually the cost of the contest entry.
But when I did the thing, it said you have to try. And the second try, the KitchenAid came up for the second try. So how comes? So what tells you that you win now and what you didn't and that you didn't win? Because when I went on the second try, it came up with the KitchenAid. So I don't understand your that contest. That contest seems like it's some fraud, because it didn't say, the contest didn't explain that the money that you pay would be for the entry fee. That's one. Then it didn't say you were in a contest. It say they have overstock supply.
Yes, ma'am, I
And
understand you're upset, but it was a contest entry, and not everybody wins who enters the contest, but you did pay
nobody
to
won.
enter the
Obviously,
contest.
nobody won, but you just collected persons' fund money. So I will go ahead and report this to the fraud, because nobody seems to want this contest. Nobody. And it didn't say, I have 50 pages, and it didn't say it was a contest. It say you should, the contest was right there. You touch the thing. If something comes up, then you won it, which it
Okay,
came
well,
up.
what I can offer you is I can offer you a 35% refund.
A what?
A 35% refund.
A 35% refund off what, the $5.74?
No, ma'am. You were charged $56.95. Yes, I can offer you 35% refund on that.
But I didn't sign up for any to be any part of a membership, so I shouldn't be charged $56.
Well, actually, since you signed up, it was in the terms and conditions that you would be entered in a Factory Direct Savings Club. But I can offer you 35% refund on that.
This thing is really a fraud set up to steal people money. Because it didn't say all of that. It didn't explain all of that. And now you are telling me that I'm going to go ahead and yeah, you can do that, but I'm still going to report this thing because this thing, it wasn't like how your expert a different way, no. It wasn't stated out that.
Well, what it is, ma'am, is it's a contest entry to win a mixer. It's not actually like you don't just pay it and win. You pay to be in a contest to win. And then when you do that, they enter you in the Factory Direct Savings Club, and it gives you $120 to use at their store every month via email. But since you're not satisfied, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay, go ahead. But I did not even get an email to say anything.
You should have gotten an email with $125.
I did not get an email. Because I look out and I said, how am I going to know if this thing was delivered or what? I keep checking the email to see what was happening. Nothing. I tried calling yesterday. I had to call my credit card company in order to get this number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
When I called yesterday, I just got voicemail. It's busy. We are busy dealing with that. That's all I got. Nothing else.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and refund you the 50%. Give me 1 second, okay?
He's a complete fraud. Because you'll be still charging me $56 maybe every month or whenever you guys feel to do so.
Almost done. I refunded you that 50% and you should see that in 3 to 5 business days. I'm notating your account and getting you a cancellation number, okay?
Yes.
All right, I have that number for you. Are you ready to write it down?
Yes. So this is two cancels because you gave me a cancellation number already. So this is another one now.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the same one. You can use that one. All right, I got you canceled and refunded 50%, and you should see that in 3 to 5 business days.
So how am I going to see? With the card?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the number is? Can you repeat that number?
Yes. It's C as in Charlie, 260-533-091.
091 or 019?
091.
Okay. So this is two separate numbers then.
Yeah, that's for a different that's for the KitchenAid, and the other was for the
membership.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could help you today. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, if you help me, but you guys need to stop this foolishness and stop fooling people and charging persons' accounts for things they know they're not going to get. That's what.
Well, it was a contest entry, ma'am.
Stop. Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.